What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aronde Gadsden on the line right now. OG, we were talking about this in the previous segment regarding Mike McDaniel. I don't think we've talked to you about this yet, but he was pretty open about the fact that players were disrespecting him and fines just weren't working. Guys were showing up late to meetings. And I was just wondering, like, from your perspective, are you surprised at that? And do you think that that's a major concern, a major issue with Mike McDaniel, where year three – he's having issues commanding respect in a locker room?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing when that starts to happen is you probably ran some stop signs, threw some red flags before you got to this point, right? And I think he saw him coming. He saw players doing things, but, you know, once again, when you win, you overlook those things. And then now, when you have a rough patch, then that's what happens. I think he didn't command, you know, it's one thing, you know, to, you know, play music and you know, have fun on the field and before warm-up, during warm-ups. But it's another thing to be out there, you know, like – with joggers and all that stuff. You know, it was like Al Golden. Like, you look nice wearing the tie, but win the game. How about that? Win the game. How about that? That works. You know what I mean? Wearing the tie on the sideline. It was cool with Tom Landry, but Tom won. Like, win the game. Like, and I think it comes down, you know, we work, we talk about, we focus on, it's a result-based business. You don't get the results, then, you know, we don't care. Like, it's, McCarthy had what, 3 12 win seasons. Nobody care about that, bro. Nobody care about that, bro. Like, what's the next level? Like, you know, all of us look at, you know, this game. That's why this game this weekend is going to be so interesting, because, you know, you got Josh Allen against Lamar Jackson. Both great quarterbacks. Both should win the MVP. But we don't really care about that, bro. When Lamar can have 3 MVP, bro, you got to get to the next. You got to get to the Super Bowl, bro. You got to win the Super Bowl. So, Mike McDaniel hasn't been getting the results. The last game we can point to was the 70-20 win against the Broncos. After that, we've been hitting the bricks, bro. Like, for real, for real. Like, we won some games, don't get me wrong, but not in the fashion we should be winning them. And, you know, it's come down to when I think when I played, obviously we had Jimmy and he was a polarizing figure. We all know that. But I think even when Dave came, the respect was, you know, a step or two lower. But the key was we had vets in the locker room that wouldn't let it go but so far. It wasn't going to go but so far. And I think that's what the game is missing today. The vets in the locker room that say, hey, enough. You know what I mean? Like, and you respect them enough to be like, okay, you know, we'll stop. You know, the Tim Bowens, you know, the Dow Gardner's, the Jason Taylor's, the Zach Thomas's, you know, when I came in, it was Trace Armstrong, you know, and those guys like that. So I think the lack of good veteran leadership, and now because we are so, you know, everything is move here, move there, take the money, which, you know, we all want it. But, you know, you had those guys who've been there. Like, you could see, you could feel, like when the Redskins won and they did the interview, you could feel it from Scary Terry. You know what I'm saying? He was there when they was the Redskins. They was, you know, bad. But now, you know what I'm saying? So if he say, cut it out, let's go to work, I think people cut it out and let's go to work. Bobby Wagner say, cut it out, let's go to work. Okay, you're cutting it out and let's go to work. And for the past few years, we haven't been able to point that guy out on our team, and those are the guys we're missing.
And to that point with that respect structure, whatever, can Mike McDaniel now change and gain that? And can they bring in players, I guess, OG? Like, you bring up the names you named, Trace Armstrong, damn alpha male, Dale Gardner, yeah. Tim Bowens, two of the scariest human beings I've ever been around in my life. Zach Thomas, yeah. Ultimate professional. Jason Taylor, I was going to cuss, but butt wipe. He going to let you know, like, can you bring in guys like that to try to fix that? And can McDaniel become a Jimmy or a Saban, not, or a Belichick? Like, can he
no.
pull back? Can he start gaining that respect now?
No, I think it's too late. The only way he could get the respect is to win the games. Like, you win the games, then you get the respect. But I think the gig is up. You know, I've been saying this for, you know, 3-4 years. We only have plan A. We've never adapted to, you know, when somebody got it, they figured us out. We haven't adapted as of yet. And I think you saw it all year. Like, you know, like everybody, you know, you can be a novice at football. At the beginning of the year, Tyreek was the number one, you know, player in the NFL, not just on the team, in the NFL. And for him to have some games where he got 2 and 3 catches, like, it, they figured it out. And you haven't made the adjustment to, you know, do something different. Like, he shouldn't be the last game, you know. Trust me, he had a great season still. I mean, he still had like 90 catches and, you know, 1,000 yards, like, yeah, almost, you know what I mean? But not up to his standards, not up to our standards, you know, how the coach should be using a guy of his caliber. So, you know, he's going to have to do something, you know, drastic at this point. Like, who is that guy you go out and get and bring him in and say, you know, like the Redskins running Bobby Wagner. And it's just fresh on my mind is why I'm using them. Like, that's a dude in the locker room going to be an alpha male. He's done it. He's won. He's going to lead the league in tackles. You know that. Like, it ain't even like a question. He's going to tackle everybody. You know what I mean? Like, and so he's going to have to find somebody like that, but then he's going to have to be in concert with that guy as well. But, you know, Dan Quinn is that guy. Don't look like you can talk to Dan Quinn all kind of way. Like, he ain't dancing doing warm-up. He ain't wearing joggers. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you know, those dudes just different type of guys. Like, you know, and so he has to do something drastic. You know, we want to do something drastic as, you know, fans. Oh, get rid of Greer. I mean, Greer ain't really playing, really.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You know, he's picking the guys, but, you know, just think about it. I mean, he extended everybody we thought was going to, you know, he got two of the money. We got Tyreek an extension. We got Ramsey an extension. We paid Waddle. We got the coach an extension. Like, I mean, is that his fault that that was what we thought was supposed to be done so we could have a good team? It didn't turn out like that. Like, you know, those guys kind of, you know, kind of let us down. Now, you know, it seems like they want to leave. Like, you know, back in the day, we try to fix it. Like, let's try to fix it. You know what I mean? Let's try to stay and fix it. But, you know, it's not where we live. So for him, I think he's going to have to do something drastic. Is there a player out there that he can bring in, you know, that changed the locker room? I don't know. Once you get guys not caring about the fines, it's tough. It's tough. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we knew, like, the meeting started at 8. You get to 8:05 and nobody said anything to you. Oh man, they got me. I'm gonna get $12,000 on my chair, man. They already got me. Like when people just walk in, like, you know, the people who walked in like that, like Dan, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we had to win on them Friday mornings. Dan, like, I ain't wearing that, man. Find me. John Gallon would be like, okay, I'm gonna find you. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, them people didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, when you get the team, like, the guys who not the guys doing that, oh, boy. Like, I'd never do that. No way. I'm in there. I know I'm overweight. I'm still going to get on the scale. I'm mad, but I still got to get on there. You know what I'm saying? So when you have the guys that's not really the guys doing it, you know, it's going to take a lot to turn it around. But the caveat and the X factor is win games. You know, you win games, then you don't have to worry about it.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.